WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. About a week and a half until government funding runs out. Today, the House and Senate will vote on short-term stopgap measures. A Republican plan includes close to $90 million to boost security for federal officials, says ABC Stephen Portnoy.
But some Republicans say the measure doesn't include enough money to protect lawmakers in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Democrats say the bill should contain an extension of expiring tax credits that have made Obamacare plans more affordable. The Senate will take up both parties' proposals, but neither is expected to cross the critical 60-vote threshold.
Today, the CDC's vaccine advisory panel will vote on whether to change vaccination recommendations for hepatitis B. The nation's leading OBGYN groups calling for increased cannabis screening before, during, and after pregnancy, citing a misperception that cannabis use is safe during pregnancy. President Trump is speaking with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Trade and TikTok expected to top the agenda. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Madison alder is running to become Wisconsin's first openly trans member of the legislature. Yesterday, Representative Francesca Hong announced she's running for governor. Hong represents Wisconsin's 76th district, which is entirely within the boundaries of Dane County. That leaves her seat open. And today, there's a contender. Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford is running for the seat. In 2023, she became Madison's first trans woman on the Common Council. If she wins, she'd be the first trans person in the state legislature. Here's what she told me before announcing her campaign.
It sounds so trite, but when they can see someone who is actively participating in government, who was sitting in a seat next to people and telling them, I am still a human being and I have every constitutional right that everyone else does, gosh, that makes an impact. And for that little kid who has never seen a trans person really thrive close to them, this is a beacon saying you belong and you are just as valuable as any other human life.
Her platform includes affordable housing as a human right and public policy lifting people out of poverty. Earlier this year, she suspended her campaign for re-election, saying she wanted to focus on finding affordable housing and her own health. But it was too late to take her name off the ballot. And because her name was still there, voters re-elected her anyway. So she knows what kind of work goes into holding public office.
Most Americans are exhausted with this fight against each other, with this taking over of our rights and further marginalizing people who barely can get a hand up.
So far, she's the only person running. The election is in November. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things. So we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season-ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and still warm with highs right around 80. Showers and a few thunderstorms developing later in the afternoon. Look for showers to be likely tonight along with a few rumbles of thunder. It'll be a mild night again with low temperatures right around 60 degrees. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Monday morning, we'll tell you everything you need to know about the upcoming Vegan Fest.
And I'll bring in the donuts.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday morning, 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX, a Mad City state of mind.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
My name is Jon Stewart, and welcome to The Daily Show on, I'm gonna guess, Monday. I don't know. We have another fun, hilarious administration compliant show. We're coming to you tonight from a real hole, the crime ridden cesspool that is New York City. It is a tremendous disaster like no one's ever seen before. Someone's National Guard should invade this place, am I right? Shut the fuck off.
Jon Stewart making a rare Thursday night appearance. Uh-huh. You know, I'm happy for anybody speaking out. You and I were saying off air. He's so powerful when he speaks from the heart. I get what he was doing, a parody of, you know, we're all scared. And sure. It's funny, and I don't mean to judge.
Right.
By the way, I love Trump saying, what did he say about, let's see, Kimmel said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk. No.
No.
He didn't say anything about Charlie. Anyway, you can call it free speech or not. He was fired for a lack of talent and bad. Okay, no one that is a multi-millionaire with multiple Emmys and et cetera, on and on, whether it's Colbert or Kimmel or Jon Stewart,
right,
does not have a lack of talent,
right,
or lack. I mean, they hate capitalism when it works for liberals, yes, right?
They don't.
You don't get as wildly successful with as millions of fans as they have,
right?
And try to pretend this was the marketplace deciding,
right? They don't give out late night shows to people with no talent.
Yeah. Oh.
Don't you look at there? Do you understand the groundswell happening in America? People are saying,
okay,
I am done with you, Disney.
Uh-huh.
I'm canceling my fill in the blank because of you bowing to a fascist over Jimmy Kimmel.
Were you the same
and
year?
Then there's a pause. Also, Stephanie Miller late night show in 1995.
Was that the same year?
Done with you. You know, sometimes people have like a, you know, grief has like a, you know, a delayed reaction.
Yeah.
A lot of people just realize they're really outraged about what happened in 1995.
All right. Yeah. I would have been outraged had I known about your show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, that's what a lot of people said. And I also would have canceled you over to the cancellation of the Stephanie Miller show had I had any idea who she was or that she had a show.
Disney fired you twice.
Yes. Yes. So nice they fired me twice.
Yes.
Then I went to ABC Radio Network. I took you down with me that time.
Yeah, well, yeah, you kind of did.
I only took Carlos down on the late night show.
Oh. Well, yeah. Did your show start the same year as Jonathan Brandmeier and Rick Dees when they had late night shows?
No, I was the detritus after them.
Really?
I was one of the... Yeah.
Okay, so you...
I was after the Jon Stewart original late night show.
Right.
I had twice his ratings, by the way. His original late night show that got canceled, that was before me.
Okay, so he's heard of you.
Yes. I co-hosted something with him in New York. I can't remember. Some version of the early something on Comedy Central.
It was that memorable.
Yes.
Was it a pilot?
Shut up, Chris. He gives me that meaningful stare.
Aww.
They don't give people a show without talent. Meaningful stare.
I need to clip that. Make it into a sound bite.
How dare you, sir?
Well, you lasted 12 weeks of your 13-week contract. So...
Oh, people have also mentioned the cancellation of the one-week Danny Bonaducci show in the Stephanie Miller time shot is another reason.
Well, it was,
and another thing.
It was the Stephanie Miller show starring Danny Bonaducci.
Well,
they didn't even change the logo.
Oh, my God. All right. The baby doesn't know all this.
I'm getting a lot of insight.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah. This is my life now. Chris, just during our commercial break, Bella just said to us, oh, Trump just said something awful. We're like, oh, you're kidding. What?
It's awful.
Oh, wow. Really? What time is it?
It's awful.
Yeah. Martha McCallum said, Charlie Kirk, you know, said there was no such thing as hate speech. Trump said, yeah, well, he might not be saying that now.
Oh.
Can I just say that I feel like I made a more poignant, empathetic point when I said that Charlie Kirk saying gun deaths are worth it for the Second Amendment, that I don't feel like he would feel that if it meant he would not know his 1 and 3-year-old and they wouldn't know him. So free speech is just gone because...
Gone.
Okay. Trump also, did he say, have they bombed Antifa headquarters yet? There is no such thing. There's no organization.
There's no head
it's
of Antifa.
It's not a thing.
Yeah.
All of our parents or grandparents were Antifa. It's what they called fighting Nazis in World War II. Yes, somebody tweeted, so anti-fascism is illegal. The ghost of General Patton would like a word, sir. And a few guys whose buddies died on a beach in Normandy are waiting in the lobby. Antifa's not a thing. It's not an organized...
It's an idea.
We should all be anti-fascist. Right. Yes. We all used to be anti-fascist.
It's an idea. It's not an organization.
It's crazy how many people don't believe that.
Right.
That they fully believe.
Right.
It's a,
Who said, wake up, America. This isn't about crime and safety. It's about dismantling our democratic institutions. We cannot allow acts of political violence to be weaponized and used to threaten tens of millions of Americans. Who said that?
Arsenio Hall.
No, that's, I get your theme. Is Rick Dees coming next? No, that was California Governor Gavin Newsom ringing the alarm bell. Yeah, they are such a giant, I don't even know what to say. This is many people have uncovered an old clip of J.D. Vance promising to protect opposing views.
Yeah.
Vance accused the previous administration of encouraging private companies to silence people and vowed the Trump administration would not do the same thing. He said, and I call, Chris, who said?
Okay, let's go.
I want to give you an opportunity because now you're on the late night host. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never mentioned in the roundup of late night shows. How about that?
No, you really never are.
I was like the Who in late night Whoville. I existed. Okay. There is in Washington, there's a new sheriff in town, and under Donald Trump's leadership, we may disagree with your views, but we will fight to defend your right to offer it in the public square. Agree or disagree? Who said those heroic words?
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Johnny B in the morning, everybody. No, it was...
Well, his late night show was called Johnny B on the Loose.
Yeah! Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was J.D. Vance.
Oh.
Okay, because the clue was I was in the middle of it.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right-wing hypocrites!
Somebody pointed out, this doesn't matter who did it or why, they always lie and say it's a left-winger, right? They were... they were doing just a rundown. Vance Butler was his name, the Butler, Pennsylvania shooter. Those who knew him said he's a conservative and a supporter of Trump. But so, I'm sorry. No, this is the Minnesota shooter. I'm sorry. He's the Minnesota shooter.
There are many.
Who had the list of Democrats and slaughtered the Minnesota Democrats. He had previously worked on a governor's workforce development board in Minnesota. It's a nonpartisan board. So he was reappointed by Walz. So then that's why they said he was a Democrat. He absolutely was not. He was a conservative and a Trump supporter. They had a target list of all Democrats.
That's right.
Even that guy they tried to claim, right? Countless MAGA figures pushed the story. Don Jr. said the suspect seems to be a leftist and a Democrat. Mike Lee, as we've talked about, came under fire for a series of unhinged tweets mocking Walz for the shooting. He said this is what happens when Marxists don't get their way.
Right.
I mean, so this is the problem that we're up against. It doesn't matter what or who, they lie about it all the time. Mm-hmm. Senator Chris Van Hollen on all of this.
We won't be silenced, but we also need to make sure others stand up and resist this, because
those who cave in, those like ABC who cave in, what they do is give the bully an even bigger appetite. And when they appease the bully, they put all of us at risk.
Yep, went on to say.
Remember, Donald Trump said he was a believer in the First Amendment, but this administration has locked up students for exercising their First Amendment rights. This administration has gone after law firms, they've gone after universities, they've gone after media outlets whose coverage that they don't like. That is what dictators do.
Yeah.
The one FCC commissioner said they criticized Trump administration for using the weight of government power to suppress lawful expression. We cannot be a country where late night talk show hosts serve at the pleasure of the president. That is the that is the definition of a dictatorship. Blah blah blah. Let's see. Sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, I just there's. This is not humanly. Yeah, it's the mountain's too high to climb this morning. There's too much. There's too many things. You know what? I'll let Elizabeth Warren say it for me.
How about that? It's the idea that you can disagree with him. You can say what you want to say because that's what free speech is all about. But the government doesn't get to come in and threaten to take away someone's livelihood, to threaten to take away a license from a company just because they don't like the content of what was said.
Yeah.
Yep. You know what I need? What? Some Jasmine Crockett in my veins.
Right. We know that this particular president has decided that he wants to shake down people as relates to the First Amendment because he has filed not one lawsuit, not two lawsuits, but he has filed numerous lawsuits. He filed a lawsuit against the New York Times. He filed one against the Wall Street Journal, against CBS, against ABC, against the Des Moines Register. He is doing all of this because he wants to quash any speech that is not appreciative or lauding him, which is pretty much anything that's factual.
By the way, someone pointed out her this week when she said to Patel, no. That wasn't a question.
Right.
It was Miranda Priestly in Devil Wears Prada.
Yes, it was.
No,
yeah, it wasn't a question.
Not a question. Okay. Nick in Bloomfield, New York. Hey, Nick.
Good morning, folks. I just wanted to point out that if you realize everybody that the Republican tire, for some reason, fails reading comprehension. I mean, all six of the Supreme Court, everybody at the FCC, nobody seems to be able to read and understand what they're reading.
What do you mean?
Well, they've all supposedly read the First Amendment.
Yeah, the First Amendment. Yes, maybe take a look-see, reread it, just see what it says.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So just the reporting this morning, Chris, is Kimmel was reportedly about to deliver another controversial monologue on the show as the show was suspended. He was preparing, he had written, I guess, a monologue addressing the backlash.
His writers write the monologues.
Yeah, well, I think he's also a great writer, from what I know.
Yes, he's in the writer's room.
Group. Yeah.
It's like I do this show entirely on my own with absolutely no help.
Oh, yeah.
None whatsoever.
No.
Why are we even here, Bella?
We just...
Oh,
yeah,
can I make a
for
point?
Fun.
Can I make...
For funsies, yeah.
Can I make a point, by the way, is that I think not enough people are making? This is not just one person. This is like 150 people are losing their
jobs. Yeah, absolutely. I was just thinking that.
Can I tell you how much I loved my late night staff? It was like, you know, 150.
Family.
Yeah. And I always appreciated that. The one Disney person said to me, I've never seen a staff love the host so much. Yeah. But I really valued them. And
sure.
I didn't. And I know that's the way of everything I've heard about Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel, the way they are, too, that it's not just them. It's this entire, you know, crew of people that, you know, more people put out of work by Donald Trump.
It's crazy. The technicians, the ushers.
Yeah.
Like,
there are a lot of blue collar jobs attached to shows like this.
Yes.
It's not all, you know, like.
Yeah,
white collar jobs.
Yeah,
and it's not all famous people. They're it's a blue collar industry.
I loved my staff so much. They're just the salt of the earth, greatest people. And you know, even this tiny platform I have now, I'm always aware of. It's not just me. It's I'm like, you guys would be fine. You'd be like, whatever, good luck. But But
not
seriously.
At my age. I'm clinging on to this job.
But seriously,
until I
it's
die.
Like, you know, what's the way we always say? We appreciate the people that keep us on the air here at Free Speech TV through Patreon, through our sponsors,
yes.
Because, you know, there's all these other people and voices and shows we support and platform and, you know, other people that are involved in all of this, you know, kind of progressive universe. So it just. Thank you. A shout out
to thank you
to the people that you know that get that and support our show. So anyway, so this just so behind the scenes here, just the reporting this morning. So the monologue was described by a CNN source as very hot and would have targeted Trump's MAGA base. They said, one executive said, if Jimmy went on the air, there would have been no way back from that monologue for Jimmy. We didn't want that. Everybody deeply values him and wants him to come back, but he has to take down the temperature. Interesting. After publishing the source's quote on Thursday, CNN stealth edited the article, removing the first half to just then say everybody deeply values him and wants.
Oh.
I mean, most of the speculation is there isn't any way back here, but man, I hope so. I agree with Governor Pritzker. I hope there is enough outcry, and clearly from the reporting, Disney is feeling the heat, and there are a lot of employees within Disney that do not agree with what they're doing.
And from what I understand, there were talks with Kimmel and his team yesterday between Disney and Kimmel about how to cobble something together from this.
There's got to be a point, Chris, where we say no more as a country, as a bunch of corporations. You know, I mean, this is the reporting. Oh, where was this? Deadline Hollywood.
Yeah.
As protest took place outside the gates of Burbank, the fallout from Disney's suspension has been seen discord erupt inside the House of the Mouse as well. Even so, top brass have been engaged in talks to get the late night host back on the air. There's talent, there's big names saying they will not work with Disney.
Yeah.
And that's also another big cudgel, unless until Kimmel's back.
Tatiana Maslany.
She-Hulk.
From She-Hulk.
I love her.
On Disney Plus.
Yeah.
She canceled her Disney Plus
subscription.
Yeah. Yeah. She also cited the Stephanie Miller Show from 1995.
Yes.
Of course she did. Was she even alive?
She knows I'm a fan. She's got my back, you know, a few years later.
Uh-huh.
Okay. One Disney exec said, this is not how we thought Bob Iger would handle this. Senior people told him, this is not what we should be doing. It's such a betrayal. So I would say keep up the heat, keep up the pressure. There has got to be a turning point in this where, do we have No More Kitty? Remember No More, the cat that was getting a bath?
It's called No More Kitty.
Yeah. Well, anyone that's ever had a bath knows.
No.
Oh, really?
Maybe over in that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jody sent that to us, I believe.
Oh, did she?
But the cat just says, meow, no more, meow, no more.
Oh, got it.
Okay, yeah. That's the...
No more.
No more.
No more. No more.
No more, America. No more. We got you, kitty. No more.
But yeah, if I were Kimmel, I don't know that I would trust my employers anymore because
he didn't have
my back.
He's understandably livid.
You know?
I would take it somewhere else.
Absolutely.
You know,
the trust is gone now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. This is such an extraordinary moment in our history of free speech in America. There are just so few out. That's why they're going after them, because they're the big fish on the big platforms, you know.
Tatiana Maslany would have been around 10 years old.
Okay.
When...
So maybe not staying up that late.
I had kids that loved the Stephanie Miller Lady Show.
She could have.
Listen,
yeah.
I had Becky the Hog Caller as a guest one time. So tell me I didn't have to fight the good fight. Okay, 23. It's a real thing.
Uh-huh,
23 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Quince. Fall's in full swing. Time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, save big, without compromising quality. You will not believe the price of these tops, Chris.
Right.
Oh my God,
you're gonna
want these tops. You're gonna want these tops.
Give me that.
So much. Okay, I'm just saying, I got fantastic hoop earrings. They partner directly with ethical top-tier factories, cutting out the middleman. Quince cuts out the middleman and delivers that luxury quality prices at literally half the price of similar brands. OMG. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that feels smart, stylish, and effortless. Keep it classic and cozy this fall. Long-lasting staples from Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie.
Look, the two symbols of the Republican Party, an elephant and a big fat white guy who's threatened by change.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Our public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom. It's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them, and protecting students' rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school, because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month sometime, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or go open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor, no more waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code Stephanie. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Your free Ticket Friday keyword for the Stephanie Miller Show is gold. G-O-L-D. Gold. Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Madison Vegan Fest is just around the corner on October 4th at the Lunny Lake Farm Park. Whether you're a dedicated vegan, vegetarian, or just someone who's curious about alternatives to animal products, Madison Vegan Fest is the perfect opportunity to explore plant-based foods and learn a bit more about why folks are making the switch. From fresh food to fun goods and informed speakers, spend your Saturday exploring this fan-favorite festival. WMDX Madison is proud to be a presenting sponsor of Vegan Fest 2025. See you there.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Running, running, and 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 everybody, everybody, let's get into
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get it going in here. John Fugelsang coming up. Ron says they claim autocracy isn't their plan, but they sure are governing like there's never going to be a Democratic president again. Yeah, I'll say. One underscore says it's becoming increasingly clear we're going to have to build a parallel infrastructure for all the media we really love. The reason all of this is happening under the color of law is hyper-consolidation, dissent being traded straight up for merger approval or fear of harassment. Yeah. That's why Free Speech TV Fund Drive Week is this week.
And it's a match day today.
Looking smarter than ever. Everybody that's supporting this show and all of the shows in this universe is more important than ever. One of those joins us next. John Fugelsang.
WMDX Madison, where the cheese is sharp and the vibes are chill.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In the latest development at Sun Prairie West High School, there's now another new principal, the third so far this month. The problems revolve around Robert Gilkey Meisiger, who is charged with child sex crimes. He was a dean at Sun Prairie West and allegedly preyed on students. NBC News reports school administrators got an anonymous tip from a student months ago about his behavior. And at the time, school leaders said it was unsubstantiated, but told Gilkey Meisiger not to meet with students privately. The original principal, Jennifer Plovger, is on administrative leave. And now the Department of Public Instruction is investigating her teaching and administrative licenses. The DPI doesn't usually say why they're investigating someone's license. Associate Principal Ed Ford was named interim principal just 2 weeks ago, and now someone new is taking over. Peg Shoemaker just retired after 6 years as principal at Middleton High School. The district says her experience and steady presence will help keep it a supportive environment. The State Journal reports at least three staffers from the Sun Prairie School District have been charged with sexual misconduct involving students in just the last 3 years. And Festival Foods is being sold to another grocery chain, Lisa Hale reports.
Schnucks Markets purchased Festival Foods and in a press release said the combined grocery stores will all fall under an umbrella company called 1939 Group Incorporated. Festival Foods, which operates 51 stores throughout the state, will keep its name.
Dane County has two festival locations on East Wash in Madison and on Main Street in Verona. Meanwhile, the Great Dane is closing one of its four Madison locations. The Hilldale restaurant will shut its doors. Owners say financial challenges there were just too much. The Hilldale location's last day open is November 8th. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and still warm with highs right around 80. Showers and a few thunderstorms developing later in the afternoon. Look for showers to be likely tonight along with a few rumbles of thunder. It'll be a mild night again with low temperatures right around 60 degrees. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results that's going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely, but bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel we should be able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for lieutenant governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This administration has initiated the largest assault on the First Amendment and free speech in modern history. They're making comedy illegal. Brendan Carr pressured ABC to cancel Jimmy Kimmel, and Disney cancels Jimmy Kimmel. This canceling from an administration that lectured us about cancel culture.
Yep.
Thank you, Rokana. He said, went on to talk about trying to make comedy illegal. Well, I tell you, Exhibit A, that comedy is not illegal, and also that it seems like capitalism does work, because here comes New York Times bestseller.
What?
That guy.
This guy.
New York Times bestselling author, John Fuchs. We have to say that forever.
We do. Yeah, it's in the contract.
It's stuck to me like herpes forever now. I know. It's amazing. It's like the Kardashians. It never goes away. It's like Golden Globe nominee. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes. What? My parole officer is happy.
It's like Trump trying to say, you know, Kim had no ratings and did no talent. But you don't get on the New York Times bestseller list. You don't become a multi-millionaire, have millions of fans, Emmys, whatever, with no talent or no. I mean, I said this last hour, John. They hate capitalism when it works for liberals, don't they?
Of course they do. They hate. They don't love anything but power. That's all they want. That's all they care about. Abortion. They'll care about abortion if it gets them power. Undocumented immigration. If it gets them power, they're fine with it. Donald Trump has been hiring them since the 80s. I mean, they believe in nothing but their own power. They don't care about censorship. If releasing the Epstein files helped them, they would do it. But look where we're at now. When we were kids, they would say, if you don't like what's on TV, change the channel. Yeah. Now these guys say, if you don't like what's on TV, change the Constitution. Yeah. They really think they're going to be able to get away with this. And Bob Iger must really want this to be attached to his obituary.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I said, turn the knob. And Bella's like, what's a knob on your TV, Grandma?
but no, just hearing you say turn the knob makes people think of other things.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how to explain it.
Listen, this is why I'm so proud of you. Do you know how many times that John Fugel's saying, turn me down for sex on the road at Sexy Liberal? Because he's like, no, I'm working on my book. I mean, America, please, for God's sakes, buy the separation of church and hate. I've given and I've given for this book.
I'm so moved by how great everyone's been, and by the lovely reviews we've gotten, and the lovely comments, and that people are like, the Audible book people are buying, and they're buying more than one copy. I wrote this as a guide. It's supposed to be used. It's supposed to be fun.
John, is that the same sultry voice we hear every night here on SiriusXM Progress?
That's
is it
the same one?
Oh, maybe,
yes, you can hear me. I said I would let Bob Dylan or Beyonce or Bono do my book on tape. None of them were free. So I do the Audible reading, and I just want to say what I was saying to LaVoie in the break. You know, I had four cable news appearances cancel on me.
Wow. Wow.
I launched this book with zero mainstream media appearances. You know, I used to do all these big shows when I was doing a network goofy TV show, I got booked on all the big shows. But this is third rail politics. I know religion, people are terrified. Especially a book about Christian nationalism and how to take it down with nonviolence and humor and scripture. The same week, another Republican kid takes down the most famous Christian nationalist with a bullet. And I just want to say, yeah, dig me. Oh, wow, I'm awesome. But I only appeared on progressive podcasts and on progressive radio shows and SiriusXM Progress. A couple shows elsewhere on SiriusXM. Julie Mason had me and Karen Hunter. But for this book, I just want you to know, like, I want everyone to know, I've been saying for years, you Democrats need to be like J.D. Vance and go on all those liberal podcasts and liberal radio shows. And I'm tired of seeing them in the green room at MSNBC. But Steffi, for this book, I am telling your listeners, only appearances I had to promote this in the last month were on podcasts and independent media and independent liberal media, and we made the New York Times bestseller list. So Democrats, I hope you can take this example. Get on all the liberal podcasts out there. Get on shows like this, because there's an audience and they're waiting to be served.
Yeah. Wow, John, which proves the point of your book exactly. I mean,
yeah.
And it's, again, you know, we have, I know you have, we have everybody I know in this whole sphere has condemned what happened to Charlie Kirk vociferously. You know, but I don't know how our friend, maybe Pastor John Pavlovitz put it, but just sort of the Jesus washing of Charlie Kirk. You've spoken about this. I'm sorry, you know. There are many, many people that don't feel like his what he espoused were the teachings of Jesus. And you're right.
No,
unfortunately a very volatile conversation right now. I mean, this I read this one last hour. Toby said, Republicans, we must put Bibles in the classroom and take children to church because their values and morals are established when young by their environment. Also Republicans. Tyler Robinson was raised in a conservative, gun-loving, law enforcement, religious home, but that had nothing to do with him turning out to be a radicalized monster.
Yeah.
I mean, that was Jimmy Kimmel's point. It's, you know, they were trying to...
Another Republican kid. And by the way, I mean, like, this is not... Yeah. I think a lot of people have got to get used to these shootings, this political terrorism, not just being the left-right binary we all keep expecting it to be, because this Republican kid with the Republican gun who shot at Trump last year, or Luigi Mangione who murdered the healthcare executive, or this Republican kid at the Republican state this last week who killed Charlie Kirk, they were all acts of political terrorism.
Right, but
none of them were doing
it
on behalf of any certain side.
Thank you.
None of them were doing it for any certain ideology.
I'm glad
this is an internet radicalizing young men issue, and this is a fact that we have emotionally unstable young men who are swallowing algorithms designed to make us hate each other all day long because that's how they profit, and we're doing this in a country with 110 guns for every person.
It's not as simple as everyone
wants it to be.
Exactly. That's what, John, and I'm glad you brought up Luigi Mangione, because, again, they always lump that in with, you know, left-wing. But this wasn't left-wing political violence.
He was motivated because
he thought the healthcare system's broken. I'd say that's pretty much across the political spectrum.
Correct.
You know, I condemned it vociferously. I don't like the people saying free him, whatever. We can't condone this, whether it's
Kirk. Have to realize how it's going to make you look when you're asking the rest of America to take a moment of silence and deify a very young man who thought it was wrong to end racial segregation in America. You know what? There's going to be a lot of folks saying, I don't think I need to bow down to a fascist. I feel sorry for his wife and kids. It was wrong. But you're going to try to force this on us? This is how terrified they are, Steffi.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again. It just shows how scared they are. And it also just shows they don't believe in anything. They will use the Bible insofar as it gets them power.
Yeah.
But once again, with the late Mr. Kirk, and I hate to say it, but I'm so mad I never got to debate him, because he didn't fight for any of the things Jesus talked about. Donald Trump didn't get power by promising to do any of the things Jesus talked about. He got power by promising right-wing Christians that I'll put you on top, and that you've been under siege, and you deserve to be in power. And that is the opposite of Jesus's message. The Nazarene is about picking up your cross, being of service to others. It's not going to be easy to fight for the least of us. They don't want what Jesus actually talked about. They want earthly power, and that's the opposite of the gospel. So again, you don't need to believe in the Bible as literal fact at all to use it against these frauds, because all they want is power. They don't give a damn what's actually in the Bible.
Yeah, you said, dear Americans, the fact that some of you don't mind certain people's vile, hateful, racist comments does not mean the comments are not still vile, racist, and hateful. And just in terms of the Jimmy Kimmel thing, you had an interesting thought. You said smart play would have been to let Nexstar affiliates drop Jimmy Kimmel, alienate their customers, then play hero, offer streaming ABC access to affected viewers as a First Amendment gesture while they negotiated and let things cool off. Instead, Disney looks like the enemy of free speech, and nobody is talking about Nexstar.
Bob Iger looks like more of a bad guy than Trump or Nexstar in all of this, and he earned it. I mean, come on, ABC, you could have taken the hit, but this is all about stock price. This is all about a merge. So they don't care about free speech. They don't care about the 100-plus employees who were knocked off of here. And once again, this is getting scary. And this is why we have to be unafraid to call them out. And I just want to say one last thing. I wrote this book. I started writing it 15 years ago. I submitted my first ever draft of this 15 years ago when my dad was in hospice. My father hit send on the email for the first book proposal of this book I ever put out. And for 15 years, I had publishers telling me, no, there's no market for this. I don't want to read about using the Bible against right-wing Christians. No one cares. 15 years. And I finally sold it on a pitch. I gave up on book proposals and sold it on a verbal pitch. And this week, that book, for liberals, about using Christianity against this political force, hit the New York Times bestseller list. It took 15 years to do it, and I'm so grateful for all the people that have come to our live shows and given me so much inspiration.
I don't know what you believe, but I believe that your parents are very, very proud of you. And they, you know,
I believe that we've got to do whatever we can to catch Antifa. And if you could help me know who their leader is.
Well, maybe your parents can help.
Where the headquarters is, I'm going to go deliver them a message. I just need to know where they are.
No, you know,
John, the name of any of their members
whatever,
in the directory.
I mean, your parents were both religious, obviously. You know, this your whole. But I mean, the point is, they raised you right, whatever they did. And this is why, you know, you can't take parenting out of this discussion about this latest tragedy.
No.
You know,
or having grandpa's gun easily accessible for an unstable 22-year-old
that's what
male.
I said.
It wasn't his gun. He didn't buy it. It was there unsecured, and he took it. Yeah. There are some states that would hold some responsibility for that sort of murder.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you also said, guys, is this how 22-year-olds talk to each other via text in this particular decade?
Right.
Bella, among others, has said no.
Right.
Have you guys read it? I understand it was transcribed, so they added all the punctuation. But, you know, here's the thing. When I commit murder, I try to not reveal every element of my plan in my first email, including information I'm not privy to.
Yeah.
They got this crazy old guy, and then they questioned some
and
other
John,
guy.
And
how the hell is this guy jumping off a roof, hiding a gun in the woods, going to know that it happened? I really can't wait to find more out about these text messages.
It does have that feeling of another shoe dropping, John.
I'm not spreading no conspiracy.
To your point, we were saying there's a lot of parents that have been charged in other states, and so the fact that we're taking the parents' hearsay is, you know, the whole narrative here, because it has the feel to me of them evading, going, oh, no, it wasn't us, you know, MAGA, gun-loving,
asses.
You know, Trump-loving, whatever parenting
that
created
Republican,
this monster, you know.
Yes. And Republican gun culture is trying to blame Republican on Republican gun crime on those annoying woke liberals who want all the gun control. Come on, man. This thing's going to blow over in a week or two, and then maybe we'll have some cooler heads and can move forward on it.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I mean, we've now reached the canceling comedians by government bribery and blackmail decree phase of early stage American fascism. And Kimmel's going to be fine, right? He's going to be fine. Colbert's going to be fine. It's their teams. It's their their staffs. I mean, so many great people that I'm sure you guys know plenty of people who work on that show. So do I.
Yeah.
And again, they're targeting comedians. They never meant it about free speech. And they're taking delight in hurting American business.
Which is, makes That's your accomplishment all the more amazing. New York Times best-selling author of Separation of Church and Hate. John, we just could not be more proud of you and love you.
I'm so grateful to all of you. Can I put in a plug?
Yes.
Because we're going to do one big event. We're going to do a few big events. October 8th, we're going to do a live show at Zany's in Chicago.
Oh,
so
my God.
Come on down.
That was one of my homes.
Next Thursday night at the 92nd Street Y here in New York City, we're going to do our big launch event. There are tickets for sale, and it's also going to be a pay-per-view. I am thrilled to say that I'm going to be in conversation with one of my favorite comedians, the very funny Cristela Alonso, who is as mainstream and wonderful as I am dark and twisted. And that's going to be live stream, so you can see it. Just go to the 92nd Street Y website for live tickets or to see the big event. And I'm so thrilled to be doing this pay-per-view next week. From Rob Reiner was just there this week talking about Spinal Tap with Alan Zweibel. I've done shows there with Louis Black and Joy Behar in the past. I'm thrilled to be doing my own show for the first time at the Y.
Yay.
Cristela's one of my favorite comics, so please check us out next Thursday.
By the way, as we say to everyone we love these days, please be safe at those events.
You too.
Love you. All right. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks, John.
All right. 47 minutes.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
47 minutes after the hour of this portion of the show. Brought to you by Credo Mobile. There you go. It's like a John Fugelsang hero of democracy in phone company form.
Yeah.
If you could make John Fugelsang into a phone company. There you go.
I mean,
Credo Mobile. Yeah, we've seen how many companies. Wow, one, it feels like one every 10 seconds bending the knee, right?
Yep.
Bowing down to fascism, obeying in advance. It's no bueno.
No.
Credo Mobile says, no, Credo Mobile is no more, kitty. No more.
No more.
No more.
No
fascism.
More.
No more. When you switch to Credo, you get reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, and more importantly, they have donated over $95 million to all those progressive nonprofits fighting the good fight for us. You get to vote on who gets the money.
Yep.
Switching so smart, so easy, a big way to make a difference. Stephanie Miller listeners, you also get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
The more you hear it, the funnier it gets.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when is the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, like mine was, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection, 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts for any changes, and if fraud does happen, they spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie right now. That is HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years older on the inside than their actual age. They are ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse the biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I hike and bike every day. It superpowers me. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use that promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Stephanie.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Ad Council.
Yeah, yeah. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Oh, yeah.
We were just talking about how hot it's been here. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's been humid.
Yeah. Ew. You've got to have your Cozy Earth jammies and your sheets. Temperature regulating, made from viscose from bamboo. Mm-hmm. The bamboo stretch knit pajamas. AMG, the moment I put them on, I actually say, oh, yeah, out loud. Because there's no one here to hear it, so right. It doesn't matter how creepy right. I sound. It's my all-day cozy uniform now, and the bubble cuddle blanket. Oh, my guy. This thing transforms your couch or bed. Keep it draped over your sofa, your bed. It makes the whole room feel warmer, more inviting. Just luxury. It makes your home a lap of luxury.
With your lover.
Or not. Why you need to throw that in. Lifetime guarantee on apparel, 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on blankets. Go now to CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie at checkout for up to 40% off your new favorite pajama set or blankie. CozyEarth.com. I'm an adult and I call it a blankie. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. And don't forget, if you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from The Stephanie Miller Show. Our friend Greg Proop says, I hope everyone enjoys the one channel with nothing but Oral Roberts and Hee Haw.
Oh, God. Uh-huh. There's always that one channel.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ron says Republicans spent the last 24 hours trying to justify ABC pulling Kimmel based on reasons other than intimidation and threats from the Trump administration. Then Trump goes full Colonel Jessup and pisses all over the narrative and admits that he ordered the code red because Kimmel hurt his fifis.
Yeah,
he did. Oh, speaking of our friend Rob Reiner.
Uh-huh.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're damn right I did.
Rude Pundit says it's important to keep pointing out Jimmy Kimmel didn't say anything about Charlie Kirk.
Nope.
He criticized Trump and his MAGA folks, freaks, for gleefully exploiting Kirk's death.
Yep.
That's what got him suspended, and that's what makes this different and even more dangerous.
His comment was about the shooter, wasn't about Charlie Kirk at all.
Right, right, right. Well, it was mostly about the MAGA base using this politically, which is exactly what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
And then Rude also said, if Jimmy Kimmel had been suspended for saying the N-word on the air, all these people condemning him would be making him a free speech hero and lashing out at anyone who dared assert that he couldn't say it. Here. Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Hey there. Hell of a week we've gone through. So much. But I just want to be very clear, because we know that the Republicans are as guilty as the Trump administration, and much more so media, corporate media. So I think we need to call media, or legacy media, corporate media. No. It's all MAGA media. They're MAGA media. There's not one honest broker among them, which is why we must support independent media like you, like all the shows, like Free Speech. But we have to name them. They're there for money. They are in need. This is exactly what fascism is.
Yeah.
The blending of business and government.
Yeah, not just because it's Fun Drive Week, but can I say, this makes Free Speech TV look like a much smarter idea. That's exactly why it exists, because we don't have corporate, overlords.
Right.
We don't have mergers we have to worry about, or, pressure on affiliates or whatever. This literally is a people's network.
Yep.
If you fund it, it is here. And they cannot, Sue, stamp out all free speech. As you say, whether it's Colbert, Kimmel, they will find other ways and other platforms. And lots of people are doing it, right, on Substack. I mean, the Joy Reads and the Jim Acostas and the, you are not going to kill the truth in the United States of America. One more. Do we have Ro Khanna? Oh, no, we did that one. Eric Swalwell, sorry.
So I want to make it clear. There's going to be a Democratic majority in just over a year. And to the FCC chairperson and anyone involved in these dirty deals, get a lawyer and save your records, because you're going to be in this room and you're going to be answering questions about the deals that you struck and who benefited and what the cost was to the American people because that happened.
Yeah, and when we get back in power, Chris, as I said, we can't fight differently.
Nope.
I don't mean illegally. I don't mean we don't respect the First Amendment, but the people that are actually inciting hate speech and violence, it better be on record, better be on notice as well.
We have everything on tape.
Yeah.
We're going to call it up.
This worm can turn.
Yep.
So Kevin in D.C., real quick. Hey, Kev, 20 seconds.
Bella, isn't it Michelle Branch that made a song, Are You Happy Now? I hope all the people that voted
that might have been after Bella's, or before Bella's time.
Yeah,
quite
just
honestly.
A little bit.
Yeah,
we'll do a primer, and then Fridays with Frangela next.
92.7 WMDX in Mad City. More lakes, more cheese, more fun.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel as we go deep on what Charlie Kirk said, the GOP's response to his assassination, and what is hate speech. Really, don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The CDC's vaccine advisory panel delayed a vote on whether to keep recommending the hepatitis B vaccine for newborns. Thursday, the panel voted to change the recommendation for the measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox vaccine, now to be given in separate shots. Dr. Sean O'Leary with the American Academy of Pediatrics tells ABC.
It's truly heartbreaking to see discussions framed under the guise of building trust, while in reality, they were actively sowing fear and doubt. I really don't think you can trust anything that comes out of this committee.
House and Senate voting today on short-term government funding measures, but they're expected to fail. The House Oversight Committee is deposing Alexander Acosta, former Secretary of Labor, but the questions focus on the plea deal he negotiated with Jeffrey Epstein in 2008 while he was a federal prosecutor. And trade and TikTok atop the agenda for President Trump's ongoing conversation with China's Xi Jinping. This is ABC News.